ALO, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple Minute Riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at how to mentor, coach, and train up the junior folks, right? The junior IT and IT security engineers, the future professionals. So this morning, I'm working out, and the guy I'm working out with says, look, when I'm doing martial arts, and I'm trying to do kicks, and I'm teaching these kids, you know, I'm able to kick very high. The kids try and kick just as high, and then they fall over. Again and again, right? It occurred to me, it's really a good metaphor for working with junior folks. You know, you just don't want to say, hey, look, be like that senior guy over there and go do that amount of work and kick that high. And they go and do it and they fall, right? You're like, So the tip for you is when you're designing work and you got a range of junior, mid, senior level folks, you want the work that's being delegated to be above, to a certain degree, the skill set of the junior folks. Just above, not terribly high, but just a little bit above. I'll tell you why. If it's below, your guys are going to be bored, and they're not going to be growing. You know, a lot of times people with junior skills will be a year here, a year there, a year the other place. And you're like, why are the job hopping? They're like, well, I didn't have any opportunities to grow. The only place I had an opportunity was learn what I was able to learn. And when I kept getting the same amount of work, then I would go to somewhere else. So if it's too low, your people are going to be bored and you're going to lose them. If it's too high, it gets back to what I was saying with my friend who's doing the martial arts kicks. They're going to try to kick that high. They're going to miss. They're going to fall. And what happens then? It's going to be bad for their confidence. It's going to be bad for their self-image. It's going to be bad for the image of the team, the customers, both internal and if it's consulting, external, right? If it's too high and they fail, because they will, because it'll be too high, that's not good. You want just above, right? So that they're getting a little stronger, so they're getting a little bit better. And it needs to be put in such a way that when described and explained, it can be achieved, right? And it matters. There's stakes involved. So if you have someone in the security operations center, let's say, and you're like, look, I need you to monitor this. And you give someone an event to investigate. A, figure this out. What could be breached? This is serious. B, here's the things you do know, which is maybe 80% of it. Here's the things you don't, which is probably 20%. I need you to learn these other 20%. C, give them some guidance on what success looks like. We'll know whether or not we're breached. We will have good intel. We'll be able to answer the question, and you'll get a little bit better. And D, give them some guidance. Okay, this 20% that you don't know, you should probably talk to this guy. Here's a link to read about. Wireshark has some great tutorials if you want to pull down the packets and look at it that way. Right? This is how you coach and mentor someone up. Give them a little bit that they know. Give them a little bit extra they don't. And give them all the guidance to be successful. Got any good mentoring experience for me? Something that worked well or didn't work well? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Have a good one.